Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Samach. Chulin daf Samach, as we get into, continue getting into the little Agadata relating in the second half of Eilat Treifus, and then we will get back to the Simanim, as we know, the Simanim of Kashrus, as we started on the last daf, the Simanim of Behema and Chaya and Oaf and Chagav and Dagim, as was discussed. But now we're in the middle of a couple of fascinating stories with Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who was involved with Caesar. There are other Gemaras. The Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Hey discusses also when he was involved in standing up for Emunas Yisrael. So here we had one story already. One story, the first one, was when the Caesar says, I want to see God. He wants to see the lion that Hashem is compared to. And that story didn't work out for him. And we discussed that. So now, second story. Amalei Kesar, third to last line. Amalei Kesar, Rebishu Mechananya. Be'inal de'achzi lelokaichu. I want to see your God. I want to see your God. He asked the Marsha. He couldn't even see the lion that the God was Nimshal to. How did he expect to see the God? So the Marsha says he wasn't asking for a physical. He was more asking for he wanted to conceptually understand. What the Marsha says, a Re'iya Sichlis. A Re'iya Sichlis, says the Marsha. Again, the Marsha finally, the Marsha and the Agadas finally has what to talk about in these dafim. There's been a lot of Chedushi Halachas, but there hasn't been too many Chedushi Agadas. So he says, Hine, V'yesh l'daktek, amai lo heshev lo mehai uvda de gufet la'el. You couldn't even see the lion. V'nir l'farish, demitzi yuso, yisbara gamli yichol tohem in akesa, mitoch uvda de la'el. He realized it. Ela da'al re'iya sichlis ka'amar, be'ina de'echzi lelukaichu, lahasig mimahuto. I want to understand. I want to understand your God. V'yamar le'e, and he says that, you know, you can't. He says he's going to answer by having him look at the sun, as we'll see by the show in a minute. So he says, Ashakarnistavku bogdoli philosophim. The philosophers already discuss whether the sun is a pure physical being or there's something spiritual about it too. Em Hashemesh gashmi yisod pashut chamishi oshehu seichel pashut. Shchina lo kol shekein shelotuchal lahasig mahuto. So again, this question, according to the Marsha, wasn't about seeing anything. It was about understanding. As we know, sometimes vayar means to understand. Right? Rashi, at the beginning of Vayera, points that out. It says Avram by vayar two times in the pasuk. Vayar the first time he saw the malachim. Vayar the second time he understood that they were in need, that he was going to take them into his house. Or the in Yaakov writes here, he at least wanted to have an aspaklaria she'ena me'ira, like the prophets. The prophets see God, so I want to be like the prophets, said the Caesar. Either way, he asks him, I want to see God. Amar le'lo masis chazis le, you can't. You can't. Right? Kilo yirani ha'adam v'chai. Amar le, ivra, chazina le. No. I really want to see him. I'm not taking no for an answer. Ozal ukme lahade yoma bitkufas tamis. He took him out in the middle of a hot day, in the middle of the summer. Amar le, istako be. He says, look at the sun. Look at the sun. Amar le, lomatsin. It's impossible. I can't look at the sun. Amar le, yoma. The son, who is only one of the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amart Lo Matzina, you say that you can't fathom, you can't look at. The Shechina itself, you can't even look at the servant, right? Whatever, the Shechina you want to look at? And therefore he says, right, there's no way that you can. I saw in the Magalias HaShas, he quotes, what was one of the root questions of what he was asking. He was asking about Tzadik V'Ra'lo and Rasha V'Tovlo. Not exactly that, but he was asking, how is it possible that it can be so much good and bad in the world and it all comes from God? All comes from God, like Yirmiyahu says in Eicha. Mipi Elyon lo teitze haro'us v'atov. That was the question, right? How could it be that there's opposites, right? There must be a God of good and a God of bad, right? Isn't that the what you have to accept? So he says, look at the sun. The sun also does opposite things. The sun heals, the sun warms, and the sun melts, and the sun destroys, and the sun causes fire. The sun does opposite things, but it's one sun. It says that's what, and you can't even understand the sun! Shebikesh lavin kitzvos darkei kel. Eich shepoel echad yotzei pu'ulos hefchios. He quotes this from the Yalkut Yehoshua. V'alze ukme lahadayoma. Sheherolo mofes mi pu'ulos Hashemesh. Shepoel es gamke pu'ulos mischalfos. Melabenes hakvisa u'mishacheres p'nei hakoves. Right. It whitens and helps clean the laundry, but it darkens the face of the launderer. How do you expect to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the opposites that come out of that? So we have a story. I want to see God. I want to see the lion, and I want to see God. Third story. Amar le Kesel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Be'ina de'itzvis le nama le'lokaychu. I want to give bread to your God. I want to make him a feast. I want to make him a feast. Right after he recognizes now, make him a feast. So what's the deeper message of this? Maybe the deeper message of he's physical. He's connected to a physicality. Amar le lo matzis. And again, Rishu Bechanani says, you can't. Am I? Why? Nefishis. He could have just said, give him an answer, but he was, right, in Lalatsim Huyalitz, right, that he was answering him, based on where he was. Nefishi Chelvase. He has too big of an army. You're never gonna be able to make enough food for him. Right? The army of angels. You're not gonna be able to, right? Rashi. Actually, we'll get to the Rashi in a minute. Amar le Ivra, yes, now I'll do it. I'll do it. Amar le Puk, he says, okay, go out. Tzavis legida de Ravisa. Go to the edge of the river. The edge of the river, that's called Ravisa. De Ravicha Alma. You have a lot of space there. It's a lot of empty space there, so you'll be able to prepare all the food. You're gonna have to prepare a lot. So, you know, go to the river, go to the edge of the river, and in that way, you'll be able to have space to prepare. Right? Rashi says that he was just setting him up for a place that was very windy. A big open space. So let's just finish the story and then we'll make some comments. Tarach Shisa Yarchi Kaita. He was Tareach for 6 months. He spent 6 months making a meal in the summer. Asa Zika Kanshiliyam. But what happened? Azika came and Kanshiliyama, Tarach, he's like, oh, okay, no reaction. Tarach, Shisa Yarchi Desisva. What did he do? He spent the next 6 months in the winter preparing more food. And then what happened at the end of that? Asa Mitra, Tave Biyama. The rain came and threw it and pushed it all into the Yam. Amalei, now he says, my high, what is happening here? Right, maybe the first time he thought it was a coincidence. Third time, oh, it's nature. Right, there was a big tide. But now it happened twice, right after he finished 6 months. Amar Lei, he says Rav Shubha Chananya, Haini kenose zaluchai dasu lekamei. These are the people who are coming even in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zaluchai, the sprinklers. What does that mean? Rashi quotes here that in the days of the Gemara, we know that the houses were made of dirt. Right, the floor was made of dirt, so sometimes the dust would come up from the dirt. So if you'd sprinkle a little water on the floor, that would keep the dirt down. So this is the sprinklers, the rain that's coming. It's God's sprinklers before him, and they already finished everything you ate. Right, how do you expect to have for God? Farhim kalu, kilu le'echol kolzeh, Rashi says. And therefore, amalei yachi lamatzin. It's like, okay, I guess I'm done. I guess I can't. Okay, a lot to talk about here, what this was about. The Ben Yehoyada is on here, the Ben Yehoyada is on the next one too, that what was the Hava Amina to give food to God? Right, he knew based on the previous story, right, from the sun. You can't even look at the sun, right, let alone anything more than the sun. So what exactly was the Hava Amina? Vafilu Tino Ben Yomo Yodea Dein Shayach Achilles LaKadosh Baruch Hu. What kind of shtus is this? V'yod Kasha Achashisha Chadasha Marishonim Ailo Armale Mai Hai. Right? Why did it take two signs? So that, okay, could have said it was Tefa. V'nira li v'siyata d'shmaya. Sha'akesar chashav lachin suda l'malachim shem chayolos of shalakadosh baruch hu. Okay, not God, but at least the malachim. I'm going to make food for malachim. And he says, malachim have eaten before in history. Ki shama v'yada sha malachim achlu etzel Avraham avinu alav ha-shalom. And they ate by Avraham, so, you know, I'll do it. U'bishvil sha'osa l'chayolos Hashem yisparach lichvodo. Amr atzvi namal alukaychu. And why do you use the lashon? I'm giving food to God, because if I give food to God's servants, it's like giving food to Hashem himself. Why? How do you know that? By karbanos. You give karban to Hashem, and the kohanim eat it. So I'm going to give a karban to God, and the malachim will eat it. V'hu pikesh al yom yadua shiavo olom balachim lechol. And they had a specific day, with 6 months in advance, the malachim had come eat. V'kodem shiagia yom asazika, and before that day, all of it was ruined. V'ulo shal on the first one, because he thought maybe it was just teva. V'lachin he did it on the second one, but it happened again, and obviously he saw opposite winds and rain. They all serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets nothing out of karbanos, right? He was alluding to the fact that Hashem might get something out of karbanos. Hashem gets nothing out of karbanos. The Meshech Chachma has a beautiful maimer about this, about that idea, at the beginning of Parsha Shoftim. There are certain parshios where the Meshech Chachma is quantitatively and qualitatively, everything, I shouldn't say qualitatively, because he's always qualitatively amazing, but sometimes the quantity, there are some parshios. Parshas Bo, he has 100 pages. 100 pages. The Parsha Shoftim and Kiseitse also, he has a number of very important thoughts. So on Shoftim, at the beginning of Shoftim, on the mitzvah of not planting an Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach, Losita Lacha Asherah Kaleitz, Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha Jadasalach. You're not allowed to have a tree next to the Mizbeach. So we're not allowed to have a Avodah Zarah tree anywhere in the world. But the Torah specifies next to the Mizbeach. What's why? Why Dafka? What's the connection between a tree next to the Mizbeach? Which I might add that maybe the Umos HaOlam know this Meshech Chachma, and that's why they Dafka plant trees on Har HaBayis, Bezman HaZeh. Why are there so many trees there? So some say it's because of this. They're Lahachas. Lahachas, they're going to plant trees. You say no trees next to the Mizbeach? So we're going to plant trees next to Har HaBayis. Ha Inyan. When the Meshech Chachma starts with that, you know there's something major. Ha Inyan. Ki HaKarbonos Af Ki Heim HaChelek Gadol Me HaTorah. Even though they're a major part of the Torah, right, a number of Parshios, VaTorah Karasam Lachmi Li'ishai Pamim Rabos, and it's called the Bread of Hashem, Becholzos Nodo Lano HaDavar Mitzad HaMuskal. We know, like the Marsha said, we know Mitzad HaMuskal Ki HaBorei Eino Habori kol eno nizon meuma. Hashem gets nothing out of our karbanos. He's not fed. He's not nourished. Ve nosav bo shum shleimus chalila mi peulos hanivraim. There's nothing that we add to complete God from anything that we do. Vehu batzmuso belo shinui kemosha yeterem himsi and himsos. Hashem is the same now that he was before he created the world. He created the world. Ubari, which is the ultimate act of chesed, but it's not that anything happened afterwards. V'lachein efligu neviim. That's why the neviim say that, what, you're bringing karbanos? What is it going to do for me? V'kulam eskimu sh'inyin karbanos hu muflal derech sod. It's all secret how it works. Inin chuki maf'il pula nisgava benefesh adam. Meaning, it affects us, as the Ramban writes. U'mosib bo shlemus v'deikos b'smona apulusa. Like every mitzvah. It's about affecting us. It's not affecting God. Ki gol zeh ha'yaroi lios al nafsho. V'chayotzi bo, looking at Munos Videos of Rav Saad Yigon. Avalabori yizbara, kamoshi eno tzorach l'shleimus, kolam mitzius, kein eno tzorach l'shleimus pu'ulasam. He doesn't need our existence, he doesn't need our actions. V'hadvarim amukim. And this is something deep. And this is, says the Meshech Chachma, what Ben Azai was telling us at the end of Meseches Menachos, when Ben Azai, in the last daf of Menachos, says, bo re'ei, and he writes in brackets, ki b'zeh be'emes hergish nifle ma'od. He says, because it's something to be excited about. Maksiv v'parshas ha'karbanos. Shol nomar bohen lo kel v'lo elokim. It never uses the lashon of kel or elokim, which are names of God that reflect connection to us. Midas hadin, midas harachamim. But what does it say? Yudkei vavkei. Yudkei vavkei is the name that's used in karbanos. That's ha'yahov v'iyah. That's Hashem's independence. Shol yilitein pischon pelamin l'rado. So nobody can think that the karbanos have reflect a connection that we're giving Hashem something. Be your dvarav. Kishem Elokim hu koach kol hakochos ha'alulim v'nimsam ito yizbarach. Elokim is about the kochos, and kale also is related. And that's why he just says yudkei vavkei, to show that it is independent. V'yim kein lo yitachin b'secha leymar kiu makabal hazonav atosevas v'nimsam atulim b'rtzona. So v'hinei. Now he gets into the next point. Yadua ki adomim eno nizom eno nitosav. A rock does not affected by rain. A rock is not, doesn't get nourished. Ki hu is arvus chalokim v'yesodos domimim shutim. It's domim, and it's not affected by anything that we give to it. V'asher nimsa ki yigdalo even, hu v'asher, when a rock gets bigger, it's because more domim went on it. The inner part of the rock didn't expand. Right, that doesn't happen. Avalo minei karavu, it's not from within. Unlike lo kein hatzomeach achai. Unlike growers, somchim, plants, and chai, obviously animals. Nizonim v'gedelim u'mosifim shleimus b'chiyusam tamid. They're always affected. Plants, by rain, by water, and animals. U'lahoros kavanazu, and that's why Hashem says, build a mizbeach out of rock. Right? Tzival asos mizbeach avanim v'lo yebo shum eitz. Lehisponi to teach us, just like the mizbeach, out of rock, is not affected. Don't think the karbanos that you're giving on here is affecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's unchanged. Lahavda, like this rock, is unchanged. Cain called in your karbanos, who lo l'sibas hazanav atosevas v'lemuso klal. That's why no trees next to the Mizbeach. Because trees is an example of a tzomeach affected by external forces, unlike a rock. And we don't want anything that relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being affected in the Mizbeach. And then he explains the Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin. Why is it that if you appoint a judge that is Eino Ra'ui, it is like you were Mamed and Asherah next to the Mizbeach? Because again, that judge is not independent. right? He's going to get shochad. He's going to be affected, and that's the comparison to the Asherah next to the Mizbeach. Okay, but that's all part of what the Kesar was trying to say and to prove, that Hashem is affected by human action. Next story. Next story. Omar Lei Kesar L'Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya. I'm sorry, we just did that one. We're up to the last one, which is the daughter. Omar Lei Bas Kesar L'Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya. Elokechon Nagrahu. Your God is a carpenter. He's a Nagar. Dechziv Hamikarev Amayim Ali Yosef. He's building, making roofs. Right? He's put, so the water is his roof. But he makes a tikra. He's a carpenter. Emele Denevili Chad Misturisa. Tell him, I want him to make me a spool, a reel of thread. He is a carpenter. I want him to make him a reel of thread. Misturisa, make me one. What's the symbolism? We'll see. Amar Lachaye. So let's read the whole story, and then we'll give a pirish. Amar Lachaye, she says, fine, boy, rachmi alei, what happened to Shebechananya Davind, v'in ga'ah, and she got sara'as. She became leprous. Osva, Vishuka, the Rome. So what do they do with every leprous person in Rome? This was what the custom was. They put her in the marketplace. V'yavule, Miss Teresa. And they gave her a spool of thread. Tahavi Nehigi, that was the minhag. They called the Minga Baromi Yavale Misterisa. Whoever got Tsaras in Rome got that spool of thread, Vyasa Bishuka, and she sat in the sukkah Vesasar Davlale. And she undid it. She undid the thread. Kiheche delichsu inshi, so that people will see her doing this, Viliboy Rachmi Alay and Davin for her to get better. So that's why they did this public custom. Sounds like a symbolic act of getting people's attention. Yomachad Avika Cholofasam. One day, Rabbi Shua Bechananya was walking by. Havis Yasva Visasra Davlali Bishuka Duramai. This is what she was doing. Omerle, he says, Shapirta Misterisa Diavle Chalokai. Did God give you a nice spool of thread? Right? Omerle, she says, Emele Lelokecha Lishkomai Diavle. Could you please ask your God to take what he gave me? Interesting that she didn't convert at the moment so when she sees that Ashgacha. Amarla, Rabbi Shua Chananya says, sorry, Elaka Didan, our God, May of Yav, Mishkol Oshakel. He gives, he doesn't take. So, sorry, it's not going to work. See, on the Sechainas Chafei, where else does this come up? Right, this comes up in the story of Rechanina Mendoza. Rechanina Mendoza, remember the story of the wife of Rechanina Mendoza, she davened, what's going on, we're so poor, can we please have something? Yeah, daven for us. So they daven, and what happens? A golden leg of a table comes down from Shemayim, and they have it. And all of a sudden, they have a vision that in the future, let's read the line. Boy, Rachmi, Tainas Chafei, Yotzei Kimin Pisas Yad Velovali Chad Kari De Pesor De Dava. They gave a golden leg, which would help them for the rest of their lives. They sell this leg, and they're finished. Chazia Bechelma, then they saw in the dream, right? Rashi says it was his wife that saw in a dream, Asidi Tzadiki Ta'achli Apasura Dadava, all Tzadikim were eating on golden tables. This like Tlaskari, each with three legs, which was solid, right? The Ihu Apisura De Trekari, and he was eating on a table with two legs. The Marsha talks about Torah, Vodas, Gemilas, Chasadim, the three legs. But either way, she says, Oyvei! Nichalei demechal achli akuliyam absurd de mishlam, but anan absurd de mechsar. We're gonna eat on a lacking table? Amrolei, am I Nevin? She says, what should I do now? Boi rachmei dinish kalituminach. Davin then is taken away. Boi rachmei vishakluhu. And it was taken away. Tana, godol haya hanes haachron yosir min harishon. And the second ace was even greater. Why? De Gemiri, because we have a Misora. Right? Shom Echanan, you do the Misora. Mev Yavi, Mishkolo Shakli. Right? Hashem gives, Hashem to take, that's an even harder nace. Right? Where else did this come up? Also in Tainus. Right? By Chonia Ma'agel, where they daven for him not to rain. Daven for him not to rain. He rains and rains and rains, and then he says, Hashem, it's too much. Please make it not rain. Right? And what did they say? They say that, at that time, the other Tanoim, said that, you know, if you were in Choni, you know, we'd get very upset at you, right? You're mischate in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You act in front of Hashem like a mischievous child, so to speak, and you ask him this and that, but, you know, what can you do? You're Choni and you are a Ben Bias Lefnei HaMakom. But that's where this comes up, this line comes up about, I can't take it back, right? So Shimon Hanani wasn't going to take it back for this Bas Kesar, even though Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was able to take it back. So what was she asking here? You know, please give me your God's a carpenter, and you please give me a spool of thread. So the Marsha says, carpenter, a carpenter doesn't create, raw materials. he uses raw materials in order to make things. And maybe that's what she was alluding to. She was alluding to the fact that maybe God didn't come first. The Olam was here. He's a carpenter. He took the raw materials that were here before him and he acted with it. So that's what she meant as a carpenter, right? That's what the Maharal says. After the whole story is with the Kesar, he started having discussions with the Kesar. The Yireh. So the Yireh. So what is the Pshat? Says the Maharal here in the Chiddushi Agados. Shaisa Omeres. Ki ein Hashem Yisbarach Machadesh HaNimtzoim. Hashem wasn't Machadesh. Rak HaOlam Kadmon. Kemo Sheomer Maminim. The world was always here. V'chol HaNimtzoim Nivru'u V'omdim V'lo Chidesh Osam. They've always been here. However you explain that, he wasn't Mechadish them. L'fichach amar derach scho ki hu nagra, ki hakavan asa shalo paul va'asa Hashem Yisbarach hakol. Right, he didn't do all of this. Then he quotes, then, what is the message of the three different opinions? That's the Maharal. But the Ben Yoyada here has a Mahalach. Has a Mahalach, what exactly, what the spool of thread? What's the thread? What does that have to do with anything? Kasha, ma'ashdus azosha also believe bas kesar. And how did he not, he answered her in kind, this whole story with a spool of thread, the nearly b'siyata d'shmaya, ha-kavana. Says the Ben Ishchai, ki agoyim ha-kadmonim ha-yakofrim b'hashkacha. Right? They denied God's involvement. Right? The Maharal said that this is about Hashem's not pre-existing the world. The Ben Yoyada says this is about Hashem's hashkacha. Va-omrim she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashgiach Ba'olam Hazeh El Olam Misayim Eila B'teva. Right? No, everybody agrees Hashem created the world, says the Ben Yoyada, but he's not involved anymore. Not involved. Achanachlu Beis Yisrael Ma'aminim Dafal Bishabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTeva Shisayim Ba'olam. But we believe, obviously, even though Hashem created Teva, it's still Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid. Shem Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaseh Adam Yarviach Hayom Hazeh Elef Dinarim. If Hashem wants to give a person 1,000 dinar one day, Einu Mo'elo Elef Dinarim Min HaShemayim. He doesn't send, zap down 1,000 dinar from heaven. Ela yasalo siba tivis shebaavur osa siba yisabi v'lo laviach elef dinarim. He'll arrange behind the scenes. He'll orchestrate events that I get 1,000 dinar. He's not going to send it down from heaven. V'chein em rotzes yasa, the opposite. If I want to lose, v'chein em yirtzes shilach lezeli or ploni. He wants Reuven to go to a certain city. He's not going to zap him and fly him to that city. He's going to make it that there's need for him to be in that city. B'derech hateva. He's going to pull strings and figure out a way to get this person there. They deny it. Says the Bas Kesar. Let me see his roll of thread. What does that mean? It's like Hashem being a puppeteer. Hashem pulling the strings, literally. Pulling the strings and dropping the strings in the Olam HaTeva. That's what Hashem does. She says, oh yeah, I want to see Hashgacha in my life. I want Hashem to show me a spool of thread. I want him to show Hashgach in my life. And what does Yeshua ben Hananya do? Even more, not just he's going to pull strings, he's going to make you do something that is so far-fetched and hold a spool of thread. Right? What, the daughter of the Caesar sitting in the shuk doing a spool of thread, what a leper does? Yeah. That was the ultimate Hashgacha. So what did he do? She Marshall was a Klia Shemiz Galgel Biadayim Kshitovin Boachutin. Who Barov Chachmaso Haven Dvara, he knew what she was saying, and that's why he did this exactly. Vahainu Dvada Lafia Teva Rachok Mao Chatia Bito Sho Kesar Tovechutin Bemasir Yat Risa. Right, but my obviously, how is this going to happen? But she sees, and, you know, that is, the rest is history. But amazing, amazing pshat of, you know, literally strings. Hashem pulls the strings in our life. Hashem is ultimately involved in every detail of our life. So he's not a carpenter, and he does pull the strings. He does pull the strings. Okay, a lot more there. But we'll continue now. So those are the couple of stories of Shuvah Hananya. So now we continue though, a little bit more relating to animals, right? The mushroom was about a large animal, so we're going to talk more about animals. Amar Rav Yehuda. Sure, karsasan uparsasan. An ox has a very large and wide, Rashi says wide, a wide stomach and wide hooves. Rav Reshe, big head, v'rav genufse, Rashi says tail, v'chilufa b'chamra. And the opposite applies to donkeys. Lamai nafgamina, why do I have to know this? Just go to the zoo. Lamekach umemkar, For business, mekach u'memkar, meaning, let's say, I commit to give you an ox, I have to give you an ox, that's a normal ox. Or if I'm buying an ox, I get to have an ox. V'yam Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda also, again, Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and Talmud of Shmuel. Shar Sheker v'adam arishon, keren achas, ha'isalo b'mitzcho, the first ox, the ox that Adam gave as a karbon, we know Adam gave karbonus, that's one of the Ramban's kashes on the Rambam. How could you say, Rambam, that karbonus are just to counteract avodah zara? Adam gave karbonus, there was no avodah zara in the world yet. So obviously there's something inherent and secret about karbonos, not just anti. So the ox that Adam gave had one horn. Shenemar v'seitev Hashem mishar par makrin mafris. Right, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, better to Hashem my tefillah than an ox, not just any ox, makrin mafris. So makrin, we say, is one horn. Makrin tarti mashma. No, it's exactly not. Makrin, it means, sounds like two. Amar Rav Nachman, mi keren ksiv. You can read it as from a horn, right? Meaning David HaMelech is saying, my tefillah should be better for you than the ox that Adam gave, which only had one horn. The Amar of Yehuda, Shor Sheker Adam Arishon, Karnov Kodmos Leparsosav. The ox that Adam gave, his horns came before his hooves. Shenemar, meaning, we know, the Pasuk tells us, and Rashi explains it in Avodah Zarah also, on Daf Ches, all the animals came out of the ground by Maisa Bereishis. Right? Out of the ground. Hashem fashioned Adam and Chava, but the animals came out of the ground. The Pasuk says, Min ha'aretz. So when the ox came out of the ground, it came out head first. So the horn came first out of the ground. So to speak, the horn was born before its hooves. Karnav kodmos leparsosav. Shenemar misita l'Hashem mishor par makrin mafris. Makrin Beresha, first came the horns, Vahadar Mafris, and only after came the hoofs. See Rashi? Shekol Shvarim, Parsoseim Noldos Imam. Right, all the oxen, their hooves are born with them, Vakarnososeim, Gedilam Lacharzman. Usual oxen, they're born with hooves, and their horns grow afterwards. Aval shel Maisa Bereishis bekamasa Nivru. But the Maisa Bereishis, as we'll see soon, they were born in a mature state. Ubekarnehen, ukshiyatza min haaretz, and when they came out of the ground, rosho tchila, the head first. Nimsu shekadmu karnosav leparsosav, says the Gemara and says Rashi. Vaiter misayel Rabbi Shimon Levi, and this supports Rabbi Shimon Levi. Dom Rabbi Shimon Levi, call maisa bracious bikomasa nivru. They were created already mature. Rashi also notes, right, the pasuk says shor par. A shor is right when it's born. A par is only when it is 3 years old. Why is it called a shor par? It must be when it was made, when it was created, it was already called a par, mature. Bikamasa nivru. Bidaiton nivru. They were created, or a different gersa, lidaiton. Many different shatim. What does this mean? Lidaiton nivru. Rashi says, lidaiton, shehodiem sheyivraim. He let them know that they will be created. Veheim neosu, and they were happy about it. That's unusual. What does that mean? Hashem asked each creature, right? Maybe this is reference to the malachim. The malachim of each, right? The sar of every being, the power in Shemayim, right? The malachim were saying, should we be created? Should we not be created? Even the Gemara, the Maskana in Erevin is, Yoser to Shalom Nivra. Right? Yoser Shalom Nivra. But here, Ledaita Nivru. Right? Others say it means, with ultimate divine das, Hashem created them. Right. Others say it means Lidaiton. Lidaiton means mature. They were all mature. Bekamasan, they were physically mature. Lidaiton Nivru, they were all created mature. With Das. With full Das. Right. We even know, right, everything has Das. Right. Not only animals have a certain level of Das. Might be instinct. People have a level of Das. And even, as we've noted before, the Rambam says, even the constellations have Das. Right. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, what we say every Shabbos morning. See, every Shabbos morning, Yitzarim Bedas, we say it in Keladon. Yitzarim, Hashem created them, Bedas, Bibinu, Haskel. So, Pasha, that means Hashem created them with Das, Bino, and Haskel. But Hashem has different levels of wisdom. Das, Bino, and Haskel. So, no, He created them having. And we're talking about the sun and the moon and the stars there. The Rambam says, Paragimo Halachates of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, Kol HaKochavim Bahal Galgalim. All stars and constellations, kulam ba'alei nefesh videya v'haskelheim. They all have intellect. V'heim chayim v'omdim, and they're alive. U'makirin et misha amar v'hayah olam. They recognize God. Kol echad ve'echad l'fi gadlo u'l'fi ma'alaso. Mishabchim u'mefarim li'yotram kamo ha'malachim. They all praise like Malachim praise. U'kishem she'makir mes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach makir mes atzman. They have self-awareness. U'makir mes ha'malachim shalama aleihem. They recognize, they understand Malachim. V'das ha'kochavim v'ha'galgalim. Mi'uta midas ha'malachim v'gedola midas b'nei ha'adam. Wow. The das of the stars and the luminaries, it's lower qualitatively than the Malachim's das, but higher than human das. And just because we don't understand, what does it mean that a son has das? Just like a dog doesn't understand that a human has das, right? He doesn't have the kelim to understand it. So that we don't have the kelim. We have to recognize that there are things beyond us. There are things beyond us. How do you know they have das? So that's the Pirush here discusses gravity versus orbits. He says gravity, that doesn't reflect das. But the fact that there's an orbit, he says that reflects das. And again, one can analyze that a little more. But that's another pshat of bidaiton nivru with das. And bitsivyonam nivru. They were created bitsivyonan. What does bitsivyonam mean? Rashi. Bidemus shebacharu lahem. In the way that Hashem wanted to. In the way that was chosen for them. Bitsivyonam. You could combine that with Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Arach here, second Tosfos. Pirish ba'arach dekulu nafki mitsivyonam shu lashon yofi. Beauty. Kemo letzvi ulatiferes. Tzvi means beauty. Meaning, and that's how Hashem wanted to create them. Right? When we go to the zoo and we see all the, why do animals look so different? And why are they beautiful animals? And why are they unusual looking animals? Why are there so many different, Kadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world without it? Obviously not. Right? Every single animal has a purpose, and the uniqueness of every animal, when you see a zebra and a lion and a giraffe and a hippopotamus, we're used to it all. We're used to it all because we've known them from pictures and from growing up. But these are amazing. We discussed in the past the discussion in the postgame about saying a bracha on Rosh Hashanah Habrios when coming to a zoo. But that's bitsivyonam nivru. They all have their own beauty. Shnei Amar vayachulu hashemayim v'haaretz v'chol tzivam. To create tzivam elatzivyonam. Don't say their armies, but their beauty. Seva tzvi Rashi says is beauty. Tosfos says darash Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Once we're on the topic of creation, Yichavod Hashem li'olam, Yismach Hashem b'masav. Hashem is ultimate, have honor, Yismach Hashem b'masav, right? We say Yichavod every morning, right? 18 psukim, I think, all with Shem Hashem in it. Pasuk Zeh, there's one pasuk in there that we've mentioned that is not a pasuk, right? There's no pasuk. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch li'olam v'ed, right? That's not a pasuk. That's taken for three different psukim. Hashem Yimloch li'olam v'ed is a pasuk. But besides that, all the psukim in Yehi Chavod are psukim with Shem Hashem in it. Pasuk says, Sar Ha'olam Amru, but this pasuk, the Sar Ha'olam said, right? Even though it's a pasuk in Tehillim, David took it from earlier. The Sar Ha'olam said, who's the Sar Ha'olam? Rashi says, Malach HaMamune, the appointed angel. The appointed angel. Right, what does that mean? Right, there are the Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Ramban and Shavuos talked about the major angel. It means some type of indirect hashgacha. Indirect hashgacha, right? Sar ha'olam amru, the ministering angel, right? The Rambam says there are right. The Rambam has a different shot of what angels are than the Ramban and others, but the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos that he seems to acknowledge the reality of powers, but he says right one of the Yisod HaChamishi that you can't daven to them. Ve'inosin, right? Yisod HaChamishi, the fifth of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, Shu Yisala Hu Asher Roy La'Avdo L'Ramo L'Farsim Gadluso Mashmuto. Serve him. Vein Osen Kane L'Mashal Matam Imenu B'Mitzius. You can't daven to anyone else, any being less than God in reality. Min Amalachim V'Hakochavim V'Hagalgalim V'Yisod V'Chol Mashal Morka Behen. L'Fisha Kulam Mutba'im B'Pu'Loseim. They are all Nivra'im. Ein Lohem Shilton V'Lo B'Chira El Ritzoni Yisala. No independent existence. You can't use them as intermediaries to get close to God. But it sounds like there are intermediaries. We just can't use them as intermediaries. So what happens? So the Pasuk, the Sar HaOlam said this Pasuk. Amru. When Hashem told the trees to all be created according to their types. Nasu Disham Kalvachomer. Ba'atzman. The grass, the deshe, made a Kalvachomer. The growths made a kavachomer. Imr, Tanosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Birbuvya. If Hashem wants us to grow all mixed up, Lama Amrli Mileu Lilanos. Why do you tell trees to their, each their type? It must be, we should also go to our separate type. The old Kavachomer, and not, it's also Kavachomer, right? Not only the Svara, but the following Kavachomer. Umay Yilano Shein Darkum Lasis Birbovya. Trees Mamela are separate, and they're Nikar by themselves. And yet, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Limineu, Hashem had to emphasize to them, be only according to your own type. Anu Alachas Gam Vakama. We always are intermixed with each other. Right, the grass and type of shrubbery, they grow with each other. So miyad, so alachas kama vakama, we should be separate. So it should be nikar. Umiyad, kol echad echad yasal lemino, all the deshaim came out according to their type. Pasach ser olam v'omar, yi chavod Hashem li'olam, yismach Hashem v'masav. Right, Hashem's creations are amazing. They all came out in their own specific type. Good. Boi Ravina. So one halachic discussion, and then we get back to the Agarata. Boy Ravina. Well, once we see, right, we know there's an Isra of Kilayim, five types of Kilayim, mixing, Isra of mixing, two different sukkim, one in Dvarim, one in Vayikra, but different than five types of Kilayim. So ask Ravina, when it comes to Deshaim, Hashem didn't command them to be Liminehu, but they did go Liminehu. So is there an Isra of Kilayim by them? So Boy Ravina, Hirkiv Shnei Desham Ze Al Gav Ze. If one was Markiv, right, Desha is not, is the world of growths other than trees. Other than trees, they're not trees. So if I graft two Deshaim on each other. So, and Tosfos discusses here, what's the Shiloh? Big Tosfos here is Beferish. Beferish elsewhere, Mishnah in Kilayim, that it's Aser. Tosfos discusses, maybe it's in Chutz Laaretz, maybe it's, what the details are of this question, is discussed. So, ask the, but the Gemara says, Ravina asks, grafting two Deshaim, on each other. L'Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Ma'u, what's the halacha? Kivin delok sibu l'mineu lo mechayev. Since Hashem did not command them to do l'mineu, maybe there's no iser. Odilma kivan shehiskim adayu, but since Hashem was maskim and happy with how they created themselves, kiman dech sibu l'mineu damya. So maybe it is ki'ilu it's l'mineu, and it's a problem of kilayim. Teku, so no answer is given whether that's included. It would be included l'chara in kilay zeraim, right? We know the five types of kilayim. Kilay zeraim, kilay akerem, which is dafka of the vine, kilay behema, two types, right? Working and cross breeding, and kilay begadim, shatness, the five types. So l'chara, this would be included in kilay zeraim. Okay, we're talking about the creation and the luminaries, and here we go. Rav Shimon ben Pazi Rami, famous, says Rav Shimon ben Pazi. The pasuk says he has the following contradiction. Hashem created the two large luminaries, and it says the next pasuk that Hashem created the big and the small one, right? How could it be both big and then big and small? Amra Yarchav Nekadosh Baruch Hu, the moon said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, after Hashem Alachem Shishamshu Bekeser Echad, can you have two rulers? You can't have two rulers. It's not fair to have two rulers. Amar Li, Hashem says, good idea. L'chiyamati Zatzmech. Okay, make yourself smaller. We don't have time to go into all of these details, but it doesn't even say that Hashem said to him, you are small. L'chiyamati Zatzmech. Amar Lefanev Ribono Shel Olam. Hov Amarti Lefanecha Dover Hagun Amite Zatzmi. I had a good taina, right? You obviously agreed to it, so why am I punished? Amite Zatzmi. Right, why is that okay? Amar la l'chi u'mishol yom v'alayla. It's like, okay, I'll give you a little nechama. The sun never comes out at night, but the moon sometimes is out by day. So you'll be able to be out, you know, even by day. When we see the moon out sometimes, you know, we have to, by day, we have to think about this Gemara. That, Rashi says, is a nechama. Amrale, my rebuse, but that says the sun back to, says the moon back to God in this, figurative conversation. Right? My rebuse, right? What's the chiddush of my being in the day? Shraga batira mayahani. Right? A candle during the light is meaningless. Right? This is quoted by many in different halachic contexts. Right? The Tur quotes in Siman Tafrei Shayin Beis that if you miss the night of Hanukkah candles, you can't light in the morning. Shraga batira mayahani. Right, there's a minhag of lighting in shul. Okay, but that's not the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah. Right, a light is not going to be effective. It's a big discussion in the post about how we light Neiris Shabbos. Right, if we have electric lights and it's light, so what is the Neiris Shabbos adding? Right, it's supposed to be Mosif Or. Is it really Mosif Or? So there are some posts in the Shmir Shabbos discusses maybe you should turn off the light before you light and then light and have somebody else turn the light on. Which some posts can say, what does that help? It's like you're extinguishing the light right afterwards. Some say, no, turn the light on and then turn the light off and then on and have that as part of your lighting. Okay, good. But most of Am Yisrael, most Nishay Yisrael don't do either of that. They just light. So Rav Shlomo Zalman and others say, though, no, that could be that even if originally it's most of Ar, Bizman Azeh, Shabbos candles have an added dimension of ambiance. It adds to now it's Shabbos. And that's even with electric lights. You know, it's Shabbos with the candles out. It's fancy. It's like a fancy restaurant has candles. So, but that's based on the Shraga Batira Mayahani. So the moon says, but what am I supposed to do? Amalei Hashem says, Zil Limni Bach Yisrael, Yom Vishanim. You know what? B'nai Yisrael are going to use you for the calendar. That's something amazing, moon, right? That you'll be happy with that, that right? The lunar calendar. Amrelei, the moon says back, Yomanami Efshad Delo Manu Beit Kufte. What do you mean? It goes by the solar year. The sun also has something, right? Even though Judaism goes by the lunar months, it's the solar year. Dichsiv, Ahayu Laosos, Ulamoadim, Uliyamim, Vishanim. So, says Hashem, Zil, Likri, Tzadiki, Bishmecha. Tzadikim, you're the Katan, but Tzadikim are going to be called by you. Yaakov HaKatan, that's the Navi. Shmuel HaKatan, there's no pasuk about Shmuel HaKatan. So there's a big discussion. Is this talking about Shmuel HaKatan? Shmuel HaNavi, who we're calling Katan, even though the Tanakh doesn't? Or maybe it's talking about Shmuel HaKatan that we know from the Gemara, the author of Al Mashinim, the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph, that talks about his gavus. He could have, baskols were brought for Shmuel HaKatan. David HaKatan. Right, and David, right, I'm saying if it's Shmuel HaKatan, the Tana, right, is a question why it's out of order, right, Yaakov, Shmuel, and then David. But either way, why is that such a nechama? That, you know, tzaddikim are going to be called by you. Why is that a nechama? It says the Chassam Sofer writes that the nechama was that the moon was really bothered by, I don't have anything myself, I'm not independent. It's all from the sun. I don't have any light. That's what he was upset about. Hashem says, Tzadikim too. What's tzadikim? Tzadikim are unbelievable, moon, and yet they can't do it without my help, right? Everybody need, without Hashem's help, we're not going to be able to accomplish anything, right? And you, tzadikim are katan also. They also get their light from me. So, you know, not having your own independent light is not the worst thing in the world. Not the worst thing in the world, says the Chassam Sofer, and the Ksav Sofer, says the Ksav Sofer, and therefore that was the Nechama that was given. Either way, Chazi de Lokamis Vedaite, Hashem saw that the moon was not happy. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't say here, some have the reading of Hashem gave him the stars, you know, as teammates. No, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eviyu Kapar Alai, Shemiyat Yisareach. Hashem says, okay, every Rosh Chodesh, the Bnei Yisrael will bring a karban for the avla that I did, that I made you smaller. Here it says mi'atati. Beforehand it said go be my yourself. Interesting change of lashon. V'hayinu d'amar Rosh Chodesh Lakish. Again, one of the most mysterious lines in all of Shas. Manish tanis yir shel Rosh Chodesh. Why by the seer of Rosh Chodesh shenamer bo Lashem? It says Lashem by the seer and by the chatos of the other yom tovim. It doesn't say Lashem. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu seer ze ye kapara al shemiyati yisareach. This seer will kapara for me. It's Lashem. What does that mean? All the Mefarshim try to figure out exactly the Rishonim, the Achronim. Most of the action is in Masechah Shavuos, right? Because that comes first, right? The Rif, the Rashi, others talk about in Masechah Shavuos. What does it mean that we bring a kapara for Hashem? The Rif there in Shavuos says, no, we get kapara. We get kapara. We make a kapara for ourselves every month, for the Averis that were done, right? Different Averis. And through that kapara, that's a simen tov. If Bnei Yisrael get kapara, so, and they bring in Rosh Chodesh, which is your day, moon, right? That's related to the lunar calendar. That's the schus that you have. The schus that you have is Bnei Yisrael get kapara on this day. If you look at the Maariv Chayis there in Shavuos, he quotes the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim that gives a different reason why Lashem. Why is this card called Lashem? The Rambam says, amazing, because this is the only karban that one might think is Avodah Zarah related. Right? All the other karbanas are brought on different days of the month, on the 6th day of the month, on the 15th day of the month. So there's no chashash. But here we bring a karban on Rosh Chodesh. That is related to the natural rotation of the moon. So says the Rambam, that is a problem, because that could be looked at as Avodah Zarah. People might think we're serving the moon. That's what Dafka says Lashem. Dafka says Lashem there. Rak chag tivi misibu vayarech, when it's tatua umos bazeh. Right, Tamir, that's why he says, it says Lashem. But after Maariv Chayis, why does the Rambam not quote the Gemara? The Gemara gives a reason why it says Lashem. Right, the Rambam knows the Gemara in two places. Why does he give his own reason? They give a different answer, and the Rif gives a different answer. So he says, he puts it together. He says, the Iker Tam, why Hashem, Shenemar Lashem, Laman Lo Yishtatfu Bazem HaMitzrim She'ovdim LaYarech. Why did this problem come up in the first place? Because Hashem made the moon smaller. Right, and that's why you have this rotation of the moon. So it's really the same thing, says the Maariv Chayes. Terem shenismayda yareach hayadoma l'shemesh, k'mo shenemar, as Maariv HaGadolim, v'hayicholom l'tos b'yareach v'lazos. Right, if Hashem wouldn't have made it smaller, there would have been the sun and the moon. Nobody would have thought the moon is the god and the sun is the god, because there are two, and there wouldn't have been these rotations, and therefore it's really the same din. Again, there's a lot about the sun and the moon conversation to teach us, and what's the message, but we'll have to leave it for now. Maybe just to mention one other point. You can't not mention this point, right? Remember that we've mentioned this every couple of years or months. We mentioned the Vilna Gaon was once in one of his years of Galus, traveling around Europe, and he comes to a place, and a Baal HaBayis who's hosting him takes out, he says, he realizes that he's a smart, you know, special man. He takes out the Chumash of his father, and he shows him on the side of the Pasuk in Bereishis by the Maragala, Marakatan, it says Gushanak, right? Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Aleph Nun Kuf. And he says, I've asked everybody who travels through here, and I have no idea what my father meant. Right? He writes this Gushanak on the side of the Chumash. Oh, what is this talking about? The grower without batting an eyelid says, Gushanak, Gadol V'samuch Al Shulchan Aviv Nikra Katan. Right? Meaning what? We know in Halacha, a Katan, halachically, is not just the 12-year-old, but if you rely for Parnasa on your family, then you're called a Katan. A Gadol is independent. The sun is called the Gadol, the Mara Gadol, and the moon is called the Mara Katan because it gets its light from the sun. It's not independent. Gushana! So this is a remez. This Mara Gadol, Mara Katan is a remez to that Halacha, and he realized that he was the Gra. Okay. Vaita, we continue. Ravasi Rami. Ksiv Vatosi Aris Desha Bitfas Bishapsa. Hashem said to the grass, come out on Tuesday. Viksiv Vakosia Khazada Term Yeb Baaret Bamali Shapsa on Friday. It still hadn't come out yet. Malame, Chiasud Shoim, Vamdo Pesa Karka. The grass was ready, but it did not come out of the ground. That should bother Marishon, Ubikishlaim Rachlim. Until Adam Davind. And Adam didn't come around until Friday. Vyardu Gushamim Vitsamchu. Vulametcha Shakarishbrahu Misavel Tvilas and Shol Sadikim. Hashem's not gonna bring bracha unless he daven for it. That's how we created the world. Right, Hashem has a lot of shefa bracha to give us, but the mechanism for us to bring it down is through tefillah. Those are the pipes. That's where Pinkus writes. They're as if there's Hashem is up in Shemayim and he's waiting to throw it down to us, all the shefa bracha. But it goes down through the pipes of tefillah, and therefore that's why Hashem waited for the grass. Again, what does that mean? Hashem gets nothing out of our tefillas, misavel tefillason. Maybe it means like the Sefer Karim says, tefillah changes us, and once we're changed, Hashem is more nachas. So he's misavel for us to be better. Okay, a lot to talk about. Rav Nachman bar Papa, Avilei Higinsa, he had a garden. Shadi beik bizrani v'lotzamach, he threw some seeds in it, it didn't grow. Bayrachmi asi mitra v'tzamach, after he davened, it grew. Amar hayna dervasi, this is exactly what Dervasi said, that Hashem is misavel. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava. Okay, back to chulin. Back to animals. Hashesua, when it has the list of the shesua in the list, we mentioned this in the last daf by the Gamal and the Arnevis, the shesua. So what does shesua mean? Bir yevifnei atzmahi. It is a separate, independent species. Sheish lo shnei gavim v'shei shidros. It has two humpbacks and two spines. And that's what it says. The shesua is not kosher. Ask the Gemara, v'chi Moshe Rabbeinu, kinigi haya o blisteri haya? Was Moshe a hunter or an archer? How does he know all of these unusual animals? Mikan shuva lo omer ein tor min hashamayim. Hashem knows the animals, like we had in the last daf. Torah min Hashemayim, and Hashem knew all of these. Ask the Rishonim. Noach knew all the animals. Maybe it was just a Mesora passed down. Maybe it was a Mesora passed down from Noach, right? Tosfos even has a line. Look at the next Amud. Tosfos asks on the Ov Dores line, right? How did the Rabbana know this Mesora of Ov HaDores? So Tosfos says, in Tosfos call, Shema Kabbalah Haisa Mimos Noach Shehikriv Mikol Of Tahor Ubadak as Kulam Umasila Doros Ein Of Tahor Dores Elabishesua. I'm sorry, Ein Of Dores. Ein Of Tahor Dores, period. Shesua is the next line of Tosfos. Anyway, there's a Mesorah from Noach. So the Rishonim here ask, why do you think that Moshe Rabbeinu would have had less? But anyway, but it's an unusual Lashon. Is Moshe Rabbeinu a Kenigi or a Blistery? Amli Rav Chisler of Taklifa Baravina. Zilksov Kenigi Blistery Bagadasech. Ufarsha. When you write down this Agadata, write those two words, because those are great words. Those are great words. Rav Chisda was very excited about those words. Similarly, Chamesha Sarne Plishtim, Ha'azasi Vashdo, Divashkaloni, Agiti, Vakroni, Va'avim. Right? You say for Yeshua, it says the five princes of the Plishtim, and there are six listed. Amar Chamisha, V'chashiv Shisa. Amar Rav Yochanan, Aravkini, or Arunki, Shelahen Chamisha. Five were the main ones. The Arunkis. And the other one was minor. Amli Rav Chisler of Tachlifa Baravina, Ksova Arunki Bagada Sechu Farsha. That's a good word. That's a good word. It's a great formulation. So use that word when you write it down. Upliga the Rav, Dama Rav, Avimi Teman Bo. Rav gives a dirim shot. Rav says not that they're inferior, but they came from somewhere else. So they're not indigenous to this region. Tani Nami Hachi, Avim Miteman Bo, Volamanikrishva Avim, why are they called Avim? Shiizuas Makomam. They ruined their place. They left their original place, so that area got desolate. Dabar Acher Avim, Shiivu Lelukus Harbe. Or they desired many gods, like Chazal by the Egel, Dabar Acher Avim, Shekola Roa, Osam, Ochazto Avis. Whoever sees them, he starts shaking. Amar of Yosef, Islu Shitzar Dari Shini Lechol Chad V'Chad. They have 16 sets of teeth, rows of teeth. That's a lot of teeth, right? The Maharal talks it, says maybe they're cannibals, right? Maybe that means that they have a lot of teeth. Amar Shimon Lakish Harbe Mikros Shiruuyin Lisrof Feinei Gufe Torah. Rish Lakish says literally there are psukim that are roy to be burned. What does that mean? Rashi says there are psukim that we don't seem to think are such important psukim in the Torah. Right? We think they're, you know, they're not teaching us anything. Like this one. Who cares who was sitting in that area of Eretz Yisrael? So says the Reish Lakish, we just have to research. Everything is meaningful. Mida Ashbe Avimelech LaAvram was since the time that Avimelech and Avram made the treaty. Imtishkar li luni lenechdi. So at this time there were still grandchildren there, so the Bnei Yisrael wouldn't be able to go in. So Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lesi Kaftorim Leifgo Me Avim. Let the Kaftorim take it from Avim. Dehainu Plishtim, who happened to be Plishtim, Lesi Yisrael Leifgo Me Kaftorim, and then Bnei Yisrael would be able to conquer it. So it was important that these Avim and Kaftorim changed areas, because this would allowed Bnei Yisrael to take it. Kayotzi b'davar atomer, another pasuk which seems not too important. Ki cheshbon yersichon melech ha'amori hi, v'hu nilcham b'melech Moav. V'gomer, ma nafka mina, who cares which nations battled before we got there? Dama lo kadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael al-tatar es Moav, you can't fight Moav. Amar kadosh baruch hu, Lesi Sichon lefig mi Moav, v'lesi Yisrael v'lifchom mi Sichon. Let Sichon kick Moav out, and Bnei Yisrael will then battle Sichon. V'hayna damar ha'papa, Amonu Moav, Tiro b'Sichon. Right, Sichon helped us out, because once it was Sichon, we were able to battle them. Finally, Tzidonim yikru lechermon Siryon. The Tzidonim call the Chermon Siryon. Tana, Snir v'Siryon mehare Eretz Yisrael. These are really names of mountains in Eretz Yisrael. Melamed shekol echad v'echad miumas ha'olam, halach u'bana lo krak adola atzmo. Everywhere in the world, people conquered places. V'helo lo al shem harei Eretz Yisrael. And they called it after the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Melamed chashafilu harei Eretz Yisrael, chaviven al humos ha'olam. Right? Everybody wants a piece. They'll call it Jerusalem. They'll call it this, they'll call it that. They all want a connection to Eretz Yisrael. Kayotze bo. Similarly, a pasuk that you think is not so important. V'esam ha'aviru sola arim. Yosef atzadik moved everybody around in Egypt. Ma'naf gamino. What do we have to know that for? So the likri la'acha le'echav galvasa. They shouldn't call his brothers, you know, people who are from Galus and people who just immigrants, right? They're all strangers. They're all strangers, and none of them are comfortable. Again, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop at Hashem, and we will continue next time with Daf Samach Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here.